little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Yeah, that would be a good opportunity perhaps to do some introductions for the people, well, for everybody, I think would probably be appropriate, wouldn't it? Marina, yeah. Perhaps you could tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Marina. I'm an ST3 trainee. I'm presently working in Thornfield Medical Group in Biker.
Great.
And I'm due to give my CSA soon in May.
Fab, okay. In addition to that, just a quick statement, just a number, which is between 0 and 10, about how organised you are in your life. and I won't hold you to it, and you don't need to explain it, okay. Just a number.
Maybe 6, I think.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Charlotte, I'm an ST1. I'm currently working in the village surgery in Silksworth. And I would say on a scale of 0 to 10, my organisation would be, I like to think I'm quite organised, so about an 8.
Mm. Brilliant.
Okay, my name's Mesa, I'm an ST3, and I work currently at Widdrington Surgery in Morpeth. And from the scale of organisation, I don't know, do you include children within that? I include it.
If you've got children, automatically you're organised, because you have to be, don't you? You're allowed to have chaos and organisation together, and certainly what we're going to be dealing with here is trying to make some sort of organisation out of the chaos that every consultation brings to us.
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, you're uniquely qualified.
Yeah.
So that we can understand that the number might not be as high as you'd like it to be, but...
I think, I might be like Marina 6 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
6.
See you.
I'm Ziad. I work here in Harrington Medical Centre. I'm ST1. And I think of myself like maybe 5 out of 10, just in the middle.
Okay.
I am Thiru, I've been working at GP for 2.5 years. I'm a GP in Newcastle. Organization? maybe 5 or 6, my wife keeps me
there. Yeah, I'm going to say that similarly. I'm pretty organised, but that's probably mostly down to my wife. You can take most of the credit for that. We'll come back to you, Matt, in a second, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm Irem. Mason and Marina know me because we were practising before for CSA, but I'm an ST3 and I'm working at Middlefield Medical Centre in Sutherland and done my exams finally, which is great.
Have you got the result?
Yes, I passed it.
Oh, well, so you're being a bit modest.
She did extremely well.
Yeah.
No surprises.
Yeah.
I'd probably give myself about a 7. I think if you would have asked me before CSA, 4 or 5.
Good.
Getting life back on track, which is nice.
My name's Malcolm Thomas. I'm an ex-GP. I used to practice at Guidepost in Northumberland, and I'm a full-time teacher of consultation professional skills, really, through the medium of EPI, which is the business that I started in 2003. It's been a full-time job for me since about 2008, and we currently have 25 active trainers on a freelance basis working with us. Most of them might do 1 or 2 days a month, but a handful do a lot more. Prior to that, I've been heavily involved in GP training. I've held every job around here except Director of Postgraduate GP Education in the past. Organisation, well, now that is interesting, isn't it? I am pretty organised, I think, so I'd give myself a personal 7 to 8. Of course, I pay people to be organised. And I'm sure if you ask my wife, she'd rate me much lower.
So, I'm Keith Birrell. I've been working at Harrington Medical Centre for 20 years now as a GP. Been a trainer for 8 of those years. I've got a special interest in helping GPs do their job better and trying to make it easier for them too. And also, I've taken a particular interest in helping patients make their decisions better in many different ways as well. So this is one of the ways that I'm hoping that will help just GPs in particular, but also potentially other doctors make better decisions or involve their patients better, but keeping them organised within their consultations is one of the things that we've worked together on before. Great.
Let's hear it for our GP. risk removing, no confusion.